to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Thursday, October 2nd. Man, I am just so frustrated over these Tigers. I'm just, today could be the end of their season, or they could pull off a miracle and win, defeating the American League Central Division champions. And one thing, can somebody explain this to me, please? I'm serious. I want you guys to listen to this, these numbers in baseball. And can somebody please explain it to me? 162 games for the entire season, right? Came down to the last game of the year, the last day. The Tigers and the Cleveland Indians, I refuse to call them Guardians, even though it's on their shirts, go into the last game of the year tied with the exact same record. The exact same record. Detroit wins their game against Boston Red Sox. Cleveland loses to Texas Rangers. Well, Tigers would have won the division. But no. On Sunday, September 28th, Tigers lose 4-3 by one run in Boston. Walked it off in the ninth inning. Tigers lost 4-3. Cleveland goes the extra innings against the Texas Rangers and wins it 9-8. The worst collapse of any baseball team in the history of the American League Central Division. Going into September, Tigers had, I believe it was 9.5 game lead over Cleveland. All they had to do is win half their games, be 500. But here's the number that's got me confused, and mathematically, my brain, I can't figure it out. Will somebody please, please, please explain this to me? The Cleveland Indians won and are the American League Central Division champions. And their runs that they get versus the runs scored against them, they were outscored by 7 runs over the entire season. Tigers, on the other hand, even with their horrific September, were positive 68 runs. They scored 68 runs more than their opponents over the entire season. Cleveland Indians scored 7 runs less than their opponents scored against them. How do you win when you were outscored for the entire season by 7 runs? I can't even understand the math on that. Is it that because the losses were by such huge, that's got to be it, right? The games that they lost by huge amounts. No, I'm sorry, guys. I just don't understand it. You score 7 runs less than your opponents. It's amazing. You know, one thing I think is really interesting. that with all the stuff going on in Washington, D.C., with the federal government shutdown, I talked about it yesterday's show. We're going to go there now. Washington, D.C. Even though Donald Trump has threatened it in a couple of his press conferences, a couple of U.S. senators talked about it last night with Laura Ingraham. Mark Mullen, the senator from, I believe, Oklahoma. Mike Lee, the U.S. senator from Utah. They were on the Laura Ingraham show last night and basically said the Democrats, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they did, what they've done. They both confirmed everything I said on this radio show yesterday. Donald Trump has absolute carte blanche, free reign to do whatever he wants to do to the federal government, the employees, the bureaucratic agencies and departments right now in Washington, D.C. Well, how do you say that, Randy? Because the government shut down. The president of the United States gets to determine who is essential and who isn't. Mike Lee on Laura Ingraham last night said that President Trump flat out can implement every single recommendation that came from Elon Musk group, Department of Government Efficiency, every recommendation that Doge made to President Trump, he can implement. Again, I want him to eliminate and say that he's going to eliminate the Department of Education. He's firing all the employees and selling the building. And be able to just flat out send those federal dollars to the states with instructions. This money is to be used for schools that are either charter schools, vocational training schools, or Christian schools. Not one dime of this federal money is to be given to public schools. Public schools are funded by the states. Have an absolute beautiful time creating a fantastic alternative to public education in your state. Here's a check. You know, one of the things that they don't get, and this is so amazing, it's so beautifully amazing. The Republicans acted like they tried to reopen the government yesterday in the U.S. Congress and the U.S. Senate. They brought up a vote for the Democrats' budget proposals. And guess what? It failed. Why? Because the Republicans voted against it. It was a symbolic vote to send a signal to the Democrats. We, the Republicans, are standing united, and we will not vote for your garbage that you want to put back into this budget. Everything that they removed from the One Big Beautiful Bill, the Democrats are trying to put back in. Are you kidding me? Republicans aren't going to do it. Trump's not going to sign it. So what you basically did is you shut down the federal government, which, again, I keep asking, if any program through the federal government affects you that's been shut down in any way, shape, or form, I want you to text it to me. You Democrats, you communists, progressive socialists, that liberals that are listening to the show right now, text me 231-360-5140, any federal government agency, program, checks, benefits, anything that you don't get as a result of this federal government shutdown in Washington, D.C., I want you to text me what it is. I want to keep track because you know what? I got my Social Security check direct deposit into my personal checking account. Vicky got hers. all of you on Social Security, you got yours. Check your bank account. The money's there. Social Security checks went out. Medicare is still paying your medical bills. Medicaid is still funded and operating in the state of Michigan. So you can't blame Donald Trump. You can't blame the Republicans in Washington, D.C. So basically, the government shutdown hasn't affected you in any way, shape, or form. Even though the Democrats said, all of them were talking the same talking points. People are going to die. Seniors won't get their Social Security. People will lose their health care. The veterans won't get their benefits. Agencies will be shut down. People will be laid off. Jobs will be lost. This is going to be the worst thing in the history of the United States. Not true. Ball, face, lie. Absolutely not true. Period. Have a nice day. Wrong. Didn't happen. Because one thing you have to understand, people, and this is very simple. Oh, Lord God, this is so simple. You can't negotiate while the government is shut down. Government shut down. Congress is technically closed. If they choose to stay there and work because they get paid, did you know that? During this federal government shutdown, U.S. congressmen and U.S. senators still get their paychecks. Other federal employees don't. Unless you're considered and deemed essential. And who gets to deem who's essential? In Washington, 47th President Donald J. Trump, by himself, on his own, without any input, from Congress. It's that simple. And the fact of the matter, the process is very well known in Washington. They've done this crap before. Government's been shut down. This time, though, the president has a new agenda. This time, he is not playing games in his last term of being president of the United States of America. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Come see the largest outdoor event and concert venue in North America, Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan. Saturday, October 11th. Gates open at 4. Tours start at 5. Live concerts with two bands will start at 7. There'll be food and drinks available. Come party for free and see this unbelievable outdoor venue. Liberty Mountain USA is located at 1001 Mott Mountain Road, Farwell, Michigan, in beautiful Clare County. See you there.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithin in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithin in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Hey, Jeff up in Sheboygan. Migda. Jeff, text me the name of your business and what it is you do. And tell me it's okay to share your phone number. Because as we're heading very soon into bow season, I believe he's a taxidermist and I want to be able to promote his business. Because he came back with this answer, and I think Jeff's onto it. You could see the collapse coming for the Tigers. Lack of any hitting at all, and a bullpen that could not hold a lead. Their plus 68 run differential was mostly the Tigers' great, fantastic first two-thirds of the season. Huh. But then September came, and it was total collapse. Couldn't hold a lead, couldn't get a hit. I mean, it was ridiculous. Jeff says, I think they will win today, but won't get past Seattle in the American League Division Series. Absolutely agree. Seattle's hot. They got pitching. They got hitting. They got running. I agree. And doesn't Seattle get to host the Tigers? Yeah, I believe they do. Migda Taxidermy. Where are you located at? Are you up in Sheboygan? Well, if you guys want to give hold of Jeff, 231-420-8118. Text me Jeff, and I'll send you the screenshot to his phone number and his location. Let's see. No problem, man. Hey, got another one here. Robert listening. Indians got hot at the end of the year, just like the Tigers did last year. Vicky and I said the exact same thing, Robert. Absolutely agree with that statement 100%. When we kept winning and winning and winning and winning, well, that's what Cleveland did. So I got a interesting Fox News story happening in behind the scenes I'm monitoring this morning. New Jersey, they got a hot race going for governor. Republican, how do you say his last name? C-I-A-T-T-A-R-E-L-L-I. Caitarelli? Anyway, he's the Republican and the Communist Democrat. is starting to lose in the polls. Number one issue. They just showed it when they asked the voters of New Jersey. Property taxes. 34% said that was their number one issue. Which candidate they were going to vote for? The Republican wants to cut their taxes in half and force the state legislature, which is controlled by Democrats, to have to cut their budget. Sound familiar? AxeMyTax.org. Guys, you need to get a hold of Carla Wagner, find out who the county chair is in your county, call them and say, I want to sign the Axe My Tax petition sheet. Russell in Millersburg yesterday for seniors said they need to be told where to go. Well, I talked to Carla last night, and she said, please just give out my phone number. So here you go. And I'll take a screenshot of this. Click AX, AX, store it in my phone. If you want her phone number, 616-813-8336. Just text me AX. If you want to donate some money toward the media campaign, text me media. So basically, we can raise enough money to start getting the commercial that's on the Give, Send, Go website on every radio station and TV station in the state of Michigan. That's the plan. So, Axe, just text me Axe if you want Carla's phone number, and text me media if you want to donate to the media campaign. We're going to raise this money really quickly. We're going to spend it really quickly. We're going to put the commercial, which I produced, both the TV, video, YouTube, as well as the audio, radio commercial only. Now, real quick, in the next half hour, Robert Kajewski is an attorney from Oakland County. He wants to be our next attorney general. I'm going to have him on the show. And if you have any questions for him, text him to my phone, 231-360-5140. And I will be glad to ask your questions to Kevin. He's also going to be up north here, I believe, a fundraising event or a meeting for a Republican group up here in North Country tomorrow night, I believe, Friday night. And oh, by the way, if you want to come join me this afternoon about 2:30, I'm going to be at MAGA Water. John Davis is going to open up and let me fill up my jugs in the Yukon, and I'm going to be heading back home. 1406 Mackinac Avenue in Sheboygan. AG candidate Kevin Kajewski in the next half hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000.